Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC Summer Sessions. I'm your host, Paige, and thank you so much for tuning in on this Friday. I'm super excited for the show this week because last week we had more of a funk sound, and this week we're diving into the realm of metal music, which all of us are, I'm not sure, there's so many subgenres of metal, but we're going to learn a little bit today with a very special guest, Leech. So I have them on. We're going to be doing an interview with them a little bit later in the hour. But to start us off, we're going to be getting into some metal, which will be partially metal classics you know and love, but also some of the band's picks. So to start us off, we're going to be doing Toxic Positivity by Holy Grinder, Painkiller by Judas Priest, and Phobophile by Cryptopsy. And I will be back.
Yeah.
You're back with 101.9 FM. This is Summer Sessions, and you just listened to Holy Grinders' Toxic Positivity, Judas Priest's Painkiller, and Cryptopsy's Phobophile. So now we're coming to the point in the hour where we're going to speak with Kingston-based metal band Leech. So enjoy the interview and stay tuned. Hi, I'm Paige. I'm your Summer Sessions host, and I'm here with Leech. Say hello.
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 Can I get some introductions?
My name's Andrew. I play guitar.
I'm Cooper, and I'm the vocalist.
I'm Isaac, and I play the drums.
And so, how long has Leech been together? How long have you guys known each other? How did the band come together?
Original?
Well, it would have started with me and Andrew back grade 10 we met. Then it was Cooper who joined the mix. We had a studio out in our high school there, NDSS, where we'd go every lunch and we'd rehearse and we'd jam, sometimes skip class and just be really loud in there. That's kind of how we started, and there was the whole cover band nonsense.
Bob Schmerkley.
We
had another band called Bob Schmerkley we were all in.
It was incredible.
It was really fun.
What kind of music was Bob Schmerkley?
Covers?
All the pop covers.
Like Coldplay.
You should have heard our Just Like Heaven by The Cure. It was mint.
Oh, wow.
Mint.
Were you guys pulling the girls in the high school from high school
no.
with Just Like Heaven?
Yeah.
So, and then what did you grow up listening to? Because now your band is metal, right? And can you explain for the listener, because we're not all, there's a lot of subcategories in metal. So can you explain a little bit about your sound and I guess the multiple categories that it could fit into?
I can't speak for everyone, but I started out listening to like classic rock when I was 9. And then slowly listened to more intense things, and it built up until eventually I really got into punk in grade 9, and from there like it just kept going until I hit grindcore, and we started out as like a sludge metal band, and we realized we keep writing the exact same guitar riff over and over,
right?
So many
just
times.
Slow and drawn out, and
and then like we went to like punk, and then we eventually settled on grindcore as a sound. There are like different kind of sub genres within grindcore. They're not like specified, but it's a blend of metal, punk, and experimental and like noise. So there's a wide range of bands that play in it. Some lean more into the punk side, which I'd say we do, like with the Power Violence punk sound. Some get very experimental and loud, like Holy Grinder is a good example, and others go really far into the metal, almost like death metal-y, like with how barely grindcore their sound is anymore.
And if you're a new listener to metal, where would you start? Where would you think is the best place to start if you're trying to get into it? And I know it can be really daunting. Because, we were talking about there's so many different categories and different boxes that metal can fit into. So where do you think would be, what's the best advice you can give for somebody that's starting out listening to metal?
Punk. Punk's the way to go. It's like it's a gateway drug. You start with, I don't know. Like, I'm sure pop punk is accessible enough. You move on to, I started when I met Cooper. He started kind of moving my focus. I was a little bit familiar with kind of the hardcore punk sound of the 80s with obviously like Bad Brains and the classic
Black Flag.
Yes, of course, Black Flag. And then so a move from punk, it gets heavier and heavier. There's some like grindcore emerged out of the 80s, and it was kind of a blend of that hardcore punk sound with metal. So I don't know, I feel like naturally punk evolves into more experimental metal. And you still got stuff like, you know, and Bad Brains and Black Flag, like you mentioned. There's catchy choruses that you can sing along to still. It's still accessible stuff. But the mix is harsher, they're faster, they're louder, and that kind of evolves. I think for me, when extreme music really clicked, was listening, it's a fairly popular pick, I'm sure, but the breakdown to Unsilent Death by Nails, the noise breakdown, is kind of when, listening to that for the first time, is when that hit for me. And that was coming from a hardcore punk, classic punk background, so I think that's the way to go, and check that song out if you, for some reason, haven't heard it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I can also point to the exact same thing happening with me, where I was like, oh, I get metal now. When it was also a very popular song, it was Hammer Smash Bass by Cannibal Corpse, that like isolated bass solo, like about 30 seconds in, and then just picking right up, that like that hit my brain perfectly, and I was like, oh, I get it now.
It just gripped you.
Yeah.
It just gripped onto it. So, what is the... Oh, yeah. Please take it.
I would say if you want to get into metal, like, and you play, if you play an instrument, just start playing it. Like, I still don't really like listening to metal all that much, to be honest. But it is the most fun genre I've ever played. It's, like, I don't know. It's... And the metal shows are so fun. Go to a metal show. Then you will, like, instantly be in the metal.
Yeah, be part of the scene, be part of the culture. And there's no way to experience it like being there.
Yeah, if you don't go in the pit on your first time, you're a loser.
Yeah, you're a poser.
They judge you. Everyone's judging you.
I've only been to one or two metal shows, but I can, yeah, attest to the fact that it's super fun, and that's a big part of the experience. So what is... the Kingston metal scene like? How would you describe the Kingston metal scene?
All right, I guess I'm taking this one. That look. the Kingston metal scene is a very, like, tight-knit community. It's very nice seeing very familiar faces, and people who do turn out, you know, they thankfully show a lot of energy and interact with the bands, and that is always very fun. We like to see people, you know, enjoying the music. So it's very nice seeing, you know, the regulars and knowing that people will support you. It's a very nice, tight-knit community.
It's young. I feel like most of us are coming out of high school.
Yeah,
I feel like
it is very, very young.
Not necessarily for the worst, though. I mean, there's still plenty of great acts out there. I can't speak for all of them. There's plenty of bands that are older than us, older than our oldest member, but yeah, I mean, the points Cooper made as well, I'd have to agree with. But
is there any bands in Kingston metal bands that you would love in the future to play a show with or collab with?
Kind of played with almost all of them. We haven't played with Exogen yet.
That's true, we haven't.
Yeah, we
haven't. That sucks. I'd love to play with Exogen.
We're gonna
oh yeah, yeah, well, that's a good point.
July 27th, we're playing with Exogen at the Mansion.
And so
I just
check it out, the Mansion.
My mind somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, like we've played with all of them, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we haven't played with Ascension Blacklist either, but we're playing with them on July 26th,
yeah,
at the Mansion.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, double. Just lots of the Mansion. So for everyone listening, go to the Mansion if you want to listen to some metal and enjoy. So we're going to get into a little bit of music, and then I will be back. So this is Summer Sessions, and I'm with Leech, and we'll be right back. Coming up, we have Raining Blood by Slayer, Army of Cops by Pig Destroyer, and Scum by Napalm Death. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Hi, so I'm Paige, and I'm here with Leech, and we were just talking about the metal scene in Kingston and the different, how they got into metal, but also how they can classify their own band in the metal sphere. So you performed at Next Church, which Mikey, who I've had on the show before from No Static, he runs those shows. So how is it playing there? I know it's like a church venue. What was that like?
It was fun.
It was very, very fun.
I love that.
Mikey's great.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Mikey's the best.
Absolutely.
I'm sad he isn't doing shows anymore because working with Mikey is amazing. But yeah, Botfly were super nice. So were Plush. Like, everyone there was just very nice. It was a good turnout because the other two bands had a good amount to their name.
Yeah. Sorry, did you want to add something?
Playing in that venue itself is like, is really interesting. It's very unconventional, but it's a lot of fun, and it sounds shockingly good.
Like, yeah, well, it's meant for acoustics, but like reverberating stuff, so it's shocking that it didn't, you know, just sound like a horrible feedbacky mess.
Yeah, I wish we could have heard our set, but I'm like, that's,
I heard it because I had monitors.
Yes, well. But yeah, Botfly sounded amazing. Like, yeah, they were not only a great band, but yeah, the space sounds great. I'd recommend it if anybody was looking to play there, metal or not. I believe it's rented out to whatever. Yeah. Like, it's not exclusive to No Static. It's not like he has some kind of
monopoly on it.
Yeah.
He actually owns the building.
Yeah.
Mikey
yeah.
told me not to recommend
it. No, it's great
it.
To hear how like well he's doing, because he was one of the first people on the show this summer. So it's really exciting to hear, yeah, like full circle moment to hear from a band that got to experience working with them. So that's amazing. So what, do you guys write your own music? Are you looking to be eventually writing your own music? What's that journey been like for you?
Well, it wasn't an easy one.
We are lazy bastards.
Yeah.
So, is that one too bad?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I think you're okay on that one.
We have a few originals, but we always write them at the last minute. We try to like actually write songs when we have time. We just sit in a circle going like, this one isn't good.
We're gonna,
and then we like play the same riff over and over and go, no, not that one.
No, we'll have songs to play on July 26th that we write tomorrow.
I bet.
Yep.
Literally, yeah. Yes.
That will be the case.
We've got like five originals.
We've got a lot, but we...
Some of them are pretty bad.
Some of them we just scrap after the show because we don't like them.
So yeah, how do you start writing a song? What's the first step towards making a song that you'd want to play?
Probably a guitar riff or a cool drum beat.
Yep.
We just sit in a circle and work at a song.
Like it
takes hours, but...
Yeah, we tweak each other's parts. Like,
ooh,
it'd be cool if you put like a D beat over this, or like... You know, maybe don't go with the tremolo. We say that a lot. We cannot write tremolo riffs.
The tremolo because of the death metal influence.
It's so cool,
but we
can't do it ourselves.
It's tricky. But yeah, so it starts from ideas as individuals at home, noodling on guitar or whatever, and then bringing those ideas to the rehearsal. And it can literally be anything, as simple as Andrew said, a guitar riff. And I put a drum beat over it, and we just kind of naturally let the rest of the song flow out. Again, maybe we'll bring it home and work on it individually and just kind of repeat that cycle. Ideas from home, we bring it to the group, build something, goes back home, we bring it back, we build something, but... It was a painful process at first.
Yeah.
Once we kind of found our flow, I guess, we really started.
Yeah, then we suddenly write like three songs in one night.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, it's like, what's the expression? Throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what
spaghetti.
Sticks.
Yeah. Throwing spaghetti at a wall and seeing what sticks.
Spaghetti.
That is exactly what it is. We, even like genre influence. Like, we tried screamo once.
Yeah, like,
and then it we watched the crowd get noticed.
Oh, yeah, that it
like, not even like slightly, like the interest
didn't die
from like. The end when we played our Suicide Silence cover, and then
yeah, and then we started playing.
We
some
played
screamo.
Our screamo original, and the crowd was just dead.
No
and
one was into
never
it.
Never revived for the end of the show, so I we're mean, not doing that.
The
again.
Other bands liked our screamo, but
would yeah. you say that that was one of your worst crowd experiences, or have you had? Have
worst
you had some, yeah. What would
no,
your worst crowd experience
bad.
Be?
We've had pretty good crowds.
That,
yeah,
that crowd was great. It was just those two
yeah.
songs.
Yeah, entirely
I need to
our
say,
fault.
Yeah, no, I need to say that crowd was incredible.
No, there's a video of us playing Suicide Silence, and you can see like people flinging their arms and going crazy. Like it was purely just we hit them with something that you know was not what we were playing before out yeah. of left field, and
right
no one really knew how to react.
Yeah.
And but, do you think that you'll eventually get into screamo and eventually have it inside your set and it not be
I don't
entire
think fully.
Entire songs no, but I definitely think elements of songs, breakdowns, whatnot.
Yeah.
Definitely the screamo kind of influence remains. Again, where Andrew's influences lie, especially in his guitar writing, I feel like. I mean, I should let you speak on
yeah,
this.
I really like writing pretty guitar. I write guitar like how I write piano. So, like, writing metal stuff was very challenging at first, and it still kind of is. I like just moving to, like, did like doing chord progressions, but like metal is like
chromatic.
We don't need a scale.
Yeah, very chromatic and weird.
Yeah. We still got that on our set. I can't say our set closer by name because of its explicit
yeah,
nature. But
our set closer is a screamo song, and it's called Vagisil P Word. So,
oh, okay.
P Word.
Yeah.
Lord. You didn't have to do that.
I was more so just. For,
no,
for,
right,
I'm
no,
guessing
if you would like
of,
to hear the actual name of the song, you'll have to check out when they're at the mansion.
Yeah.
So do you have a look or an aesthetic that you want to bring to the band that comes from another band, or do you just wear whatever you want to wear? What kind of, have you ever thought about what you want the band to be perceived as?
We try and look as cool as Cooper.
thank you.
For all the listeners, Cooper is wearing some baggy black denim, a chain barbed wire, is that
yeah.
barbed wire belt, and a Hemdale, sorry. long sleeve green t-shirt, looking pretty bad, pretty cool.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I was about to fall into that trap as well.
Thanks.
So, yeah, have you ever thought about, because I know with some metal it can be theatrical, has that ever been an element that you wanted to bring to your sets, to the band?
We are definitely theatrical. Like, was it the last show we played where I jumped into the drum kit at the end? Yeah. Like,
you jumped into the drum kit.
Yeah, that was, I've been waiting to do that for so long, and we finally had a kit that was ours and wasn't mic'd. Perfect storm. But
so how, explain to the listener a little bit about what that means, to jump into the drum kit, because I'm a little confused on did you break the drum kit, or did you get inside the kick drum of the drum kit?
Okay. Well, not if you do it right.
I hope I don't end up in the inside of the kick drum. It was the end of our set. We were playing Nervous Breakdown, and we had pulled on a second vocalist, and he was doing a great job. I forgot the lines, and I was like, So I just looked back at the kit, kind of, I charged up because I thought the song was ending earlier, so I looked a little silly doing that, but I just jumped at Isaac and landed like my head on his snare and just kind of took the thing down.
So it collapsed
yeah.
the kit.
Not into the drum kit, but
no.
on top of
yeah.
the drum kit, I guess.
Into like
okay.
the middle of like the toms and like.
And then it just falls, everything
yeah.
just falls over.
Yeah.
Falls apart. And I would say that's pretty theatrical.
Yeah.
Like,
do you want to bring more elements like that into your shows in the future?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
We're definitely theatrical in the sense that we just want to be full of energy all of
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, that
and
is...
Yeah, I mean, Cooper does a great job. He's a great front
yeah.
man. And
oh, thank you.
Well, the front man I've seen, he's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, that is why we don't, like, have a bass player, or, like, I'm not playing guitar to thicken our sound, just because we want that theatrical element, and me not, you know, standing there with the guitar allows me to, you know, grab the mic, get into audience members' faces, go into the pit, like,
yeah,
that's and really, you know, I'm really tired, sorry.
It's all good. And really, what do you, what do you think the future is looking like for Leech? What is your, do you
right
have
now,
a
not
plan?
Amazing.
Not looking up.
I mean, Isaac, you can speak on this.
Yeah.
I can speak on this because I have more of a say than you do.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully sticking around in some capacity. We're going off to school, a lot of us, in different towns and
countries,
different continents.
Yeah.
So, you know, I joke that maybe we should do Leech offshoots, or all of us in different cities should find another two that look exactly like the other two and just be
that would
a
be
Leech
crazy.
And build up the reputation overseas and everything.
Have you heard that so Kiss is doing this thing where they'll see a cover band and they'll approve them as a Kiss certified cover band so that they can have all these bands that are approved by Kiss. So maybe you could do like Leech cover bands that look exactly like all of you.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Just put a stamp on it and be like, this is, yeah, make this, a whole franchise of Leech offshoots. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The future of Leech is Leech franchise.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're expanding.
That would be crazy.
We've already registered the LLC. We're all set. But like, it's not like a fully negative thing. Like, we've already talked about how, you know, they're moving to different cities, but we still obviously like the band and we like to play together, and like we are willing to drive between cities to do shows and, you know, write and work on the band.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, it won't be nearly as active.
We'll be on and off, but we still love each other very much.
We still love each other. This is not anyone's fault.
Yeah, all of us will definitely still be pursuing music and stuff though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And working together, whether Leech or not, hopefully. And so it's bittersweet, I guess, the future.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, I just want to thank you guys for coming in today and talking to me a little bit about metal, but also about Leech, and it's been really fun. I've learned a lot. And would you like to plug your Instagram, because listeners definitely want to see you jump through a drum set. I know I do. So when are we going to see you next? And yeah, what's your Instagram so that listeners can get a hold of you guys?
All right. You'll see us next at the Mansion 2 days in a row. The 26th playing with Teeth and Get the Shot, and the 27th playing with Arachnia, Exogen, and Intolerate. Our Instagram is at Leech_band. Leech is spelt wrong. It is LEITCH.
That was Kingston-based metal band Leech. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show. And I had an excellent time just listening and learning about metal. So to end off our hour, we're going to keep going with the band's favorites. So we're going to do Left Hand Path by Entombed, Disassociate by Botfly, and The Trooper by Iron Maiden. And thank you once again. Stay tuned.
Maybe I'm drowning. We'll be right back. too. Your fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The field of sound, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of my free smoke and a horse's breath is a virgin into certain death.
Back with 101.9 FM. This is Summer Sessions. I'm your host, Paige, and we're coming to the end of our hour. You just listened to Left Hand Path by Entombed, Disassociate by Botfly, and The Trooper by Iron Maiden. Thank you so much for listening, and if you got to stay tuned for the interview with Leech, go check out their show at the Mansion. And thank you. This is our second last week, so stay tuned next Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., for our last week of Summer Sessions. Have a good night.
Rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. on the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.